have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. You are in for a real treat as we talk about a wonderful organization called Best Christmas Ever. And I know some people in our listening area may know a little bit about it, but I want to learn more, and I'm so excited because Kurt Schroeder is here, and he is going to tell us about this organization, and also he needs your help on something. So, Kurt, really nice to see you. Thanks for coming in today.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me. This is a great opportunity. Kind of like what Mo said here, starting this off, is we're really looking for nominations and donations because we really want to make this a big community event and really get the word out there and have surrounding families come together and pick up some families that are down on some hard times.
So let's talk about this organization, Best Christmas Ever. Has it been around for a long time, do you know?
Yes, my wife and I have been a part of it for 3 or 4 years now, and I believe it's been around for 12 or 15 years, so it's
relatively new.
It's relatively new, but it's growing exponentially, so it's becoming a bigger deal.
So what exactly is this movement?
So this Best Christmas Ever is supporting families that have fallen on hard times through no fault of their own. So people that have done it the right way their whole time, everybody needs a little bit of help. And we're trying to find those people that are struggling, something dramatic happens that they need some bright light to pull themselves out of. And we hope that we can surprise them and give them that and really give them the best Christmas ever.
So there's a secretive piece to this as well, isn't there?
Yes. So the way this works is someone close to the family will nominate them. So they don't nominate themselves, which is another thing. So it's community in the fact that people are throwing your name out there and really supporting you instead of you asking for help, which is so hard for many people. It's like, hey, I know this person is deserving of this gift, and they have no idea. So what we do is we raise minimum of $5,000 to go towards the family, and then each family member gets 10 gifts. So they get gifts and financials, and then we surprise them on Christmas Eve. And as long as the nominators keep their word and they keep it quiet, they have no idea that it's coming. It's a true surprise, and it's a pretty special moment when we get to surprise them.
You have been helping families, you said, for a couple years, you and your wife. How did you get involved in this?
The co-founder actually was a co-worker of mine.
The co-founder of this whole Best Christmas Ever?
Yeah, here I can kind of, if we have a minute.
We have loads of minutes. Go ahead.
It's a very interesting story. So a gentleman I work with named Jason Coons is the co-founder. He was with his friend who just started a construction company. And if I remember the story correctly, he got pretty badly injured, didn't have insurance, couldn't provide for his family. So he was at his friend's house trying to build him up on Christmas Eve, and his mom came by and surprised his kids with gifts because he obviously lost his business. He couldn't afford presents. And he looked at him and he's like, we've got to make this a thing. And that's kind of how the idea was built. And from there on, I think they started by blessing one family a year. And then it slowly doubled and tripled. And now last year we blessed close to 150 families.
Unbelievable. So how do you know Jason today? Do you still work with him?
Yep. He's a coworker of mine. He's still involved with BCE, and it's a great organization, and they're expanding. The organization is just filled with great people that just make you want to work harder for these families.
Well, I bet he is just can't believe how this has grown.
Yeah, it's been pretty spectacular, and the more families that we get, the bigger this will get, and hopefully it just becomes a staple every year that people will start to think like, hey, that family would be great for BCE, or this family would be great for BCE, instead of us having to kind of do these things to find nominations. People kind of search us out would be the goal.
Well, I think any of us can close our eyes and think about somebody over the course of the last year or two that has really, as you said, through no fault of their own, just can't get a break and just can't get ahead. You know, whether it's from COVID or whether it's from a job loss or perhaps a terrible illness or perhaps somebody has passed away in the family. And those are the types of things that you're looking for?
100%. Yeah, we really want to help the people that just feel down on their luck and feel like things couldn't turn around and that they truly feel like they're at rock bottom. We want to show them they get some hope and we're able to surprise them and really add some light to their life. And unfortunately, COVID, I think, has proven to a lot of people that maybe, hey, I never thought I need help, but now I do need help. And we want to let them know that, hey, throw their names out. We'd love to consider them and hopefully help as many families as we can.
So this organization, Best Christmas Ever, is seeking some nominations. And how could people go ahead and get a hold of you?
Yeah, so my email is if you want to reach out to me directly, it's cut.schroeder@gmail.com. In my email, my name's Kurt Schroeder. You can find me and my wife on Facebook. Her name's Alyssa Schroeder, Alisa. She posts a ton of fundraisers and foundations or fundraisers and different activities that people can buy and support the group. She's great with the online purchases, and she's really been working her tail off behind a computer screen.
Because your goal is to raise $5,000 per family that you help.
That's the minimum. So currently we would be open at this point because of our local support with the local Walmart, which has been fantastic for us. We would possibly be open to the idea of sponsoring two families. But yeah, if you also wanted to get involved, they're always accepting new captains as well. And you'd be signing up for a minimum of $5,000 and then 10 gifts of family. And one thing I didn't mention before, kids need to be involved in the family. So it's we're really doing this. Obviously, we help the adults, but we really want to make sure that the kids are a big part of this just because Christmas is such a big deal for the youth.
So when you talk about the Best Christmas Ever and blessing families, tell us about some of the families that you personally have been involved with in the past. Not names, of course,
yeah,
but situations. And was it a big surprise? Could these people that nominated, could they keep a secret?
They could. All right. So the first time I did this, my best friend, since I was a little kid, his sister had kind of fallen on some hard times. And Jason had came to work. He had talked about the program. My friend had told me how hard it was on his sister. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to do this. So there was a girl at work that wanted to do it as well. And we did it very late. We started in November. I think we ended up raising close to $7,000 for her, surprised her at her doorstep. Worst thing is they had a tragedy in their family. So when we went to surprise her, she wasn't home, but we did it over Zoom. It was still a great surprise. And it was pretty spectacular. And then last year we actually got to do a local Prescott Mama Five, and it was truly awesome. So even with COVID, we were able to mask up, we were able to get outside and have a whole group of people surprise this young lady and her family, and it was truly special.
And you do the surprises on Christmas Eve?
Well, I think this year we did it December 20th. We try to do it when it works, and whoever wants to be at the, we call it the drop for the blessing, whoever wants to be there for the drop, we want to get as many people there to make it an event that they can truly remember for the rest of their lives.
So what was that like last year to see the mom and her kids? I can't even imagine.
Oh, it was phenomenal. So, I mean, they know that they come out and not only are their kids going to have all the gifts and the presents, she had to open up her garage at her apartment to fit all the gifts. Couldn't even take them up to her room. It was pretty awesome. But then they know that their bills are paid, because that's one key thing. All the money that you donate goes to the families. It's not going to an organization that trickles down to the people that need it. If you give money to Team Schroeder, is what we call ourselves because we're not very creative, if you give money to us, it goes to the family that we're blessing. So not only does it go to them, we don't just hand them a check. They have to submit their bills that they're behind on. They have to submit the credit cards they're behind on or whatever to get caught up. So it truly helps them to advance and get caught up. And I think it's just I saw personally a huge relief taken off of her shoulders, and it was pretty awesome.
I bet. And I think that's a great idea, the way that you have it set up, where you then are able to pay the bills versus sometimes when people have a gift of money, they don't know what to do with it maybe necessarily. So that's a Great idea.
Exactly. And we always try to help people that want to help themselves as well. And you want to help someone that's going to pull themselves up by the bootstraps. And another part of the program is after you've been blessed, you have the opportunity to take a Dave Ramsey class completely free. And if they pass the class, they get another $1,000 for their family, which is pretty special. And then they have to, and then they don't have to. This is all optional. They have the option to take a health and wellness class. And if they take the health and wellness class, they get $1,000 to a local grocery store to get groceries for them. So if you take advantage of all the opportunities within BCE, you can truly get ahead and start to kind of build that cushion that gives people a peace of mind.
And live a healthier and perhaps, you know, wealthier life.
Exactly. And start to teach the kids that we're hopefully seeing what's going on, and they can start to learn some things that maybe weren't an option before. And that's truly what this is about, is the kids.
So you mentioned the kids. Last year you did bless a mom and her five kids. You're a tough guy. Were there any tears shed?
There definitely was. The mom was in tears.
I'm talking about you.
My wife has the video. I might have to go back to the replay, but I'm pretty sure my wife was teary-eyed. She was doing a lot of the talking. It's a very emotional moment, but it's a happy emotional moment, and it's awesome to be there. And really, anybody that wants to get involved, if you want to see what it's about, reach out to us and come to a drop. And I think once people experience something like that, they'll get hooked and they'll want to be a part of this organization for years to come.
You know, do you have children of your own?
I do. I have three boys.
And what do they think of this?
Well, they were a little confused why all these gifts were piling up in our living room.
And they weren't for them.
And they weren't. No, they weren't. And my wife's wrapping them, and it's a lot of attention from my wife and I that go to another direction. But this year they're a lot more excited. We go to certain meetings and they're like, oh, we're doing this for BCE. Or we got to go. I took my three boys out into the middle of the woods. We got to cut down the largest tree for BCE. And I think they set the Guinness Book of Records for the most candy canes hung on the tree. So my boys are getting involved. They get to be part of the process. And I hope it kind of fosters the giving as they grow up.
So how do you think you fostered that as a kid? Who was there to give you such a beautiful heart?
Oh, my mom was always do the right thing. She's always been a positive influence for me, and really part of doing this is I just want her to be like, hey, we're proud of you, we're proud of what your boys are doing, and I know she actually contributes quite a bit to this and really supports us, so it's fun to get the whole family involved.
And I would assume that it's just like we hear, giving is really more rewarding than receiving, isn't it?
Oh, 100%. You get anxious, just you want to get to that drop as quick as you can, just so you can. It is. You just feel really good. So if you get a chance to be selfish, you just kind of soak it in and enjoy the drop, because you work pretty hard for it, and that's kind of the reward for both sides.
So you are looking again for nominations for this program, and you also are looking for donations. What kind of donations are you looking for, please?
So currently, financial. We look for monetary money or monetary donations right now. But honestly, we're doing pretty good at this point financially. We've been truly blessed in the funds that we've been able to secure for the family. Which is a load off the shoulders for my wife and I, because that's tough.
Isn't it amazing, though, how people do get behind things that they believe in?
Right. Yeah. And you just, it's just like anything. You got to show the value and where it goes. And I think people are, I think the fact that this money goes directly to the family in need, because I don't know if anybody listening has been down on their luck a little bit, receiving $150 or $250
makes
bucks,
a difference.
It could be nice, but truly getting like $5,000, now you feel like, all right, I can start turning the corner a little bit. But going back to your original question, once we choose a family, which I think is in a few weeks here, then we look for gifts. So we got blown away by what people were donating: laptops, televisions, gaming systems. It was amazing what people were willing to give. So we make an Amazon wish list. I think this year, just with how supportive Walmart has been, we might make a Walmart wish list to try to support them, since they've been so supportive of us, and really try to direct some of those gifts to local businesses, small town Prescott, Hastings, those areas, to really keep this community going and really grow small business since they're so involved with us.
So again, the organization is called Best Christmas Ever, and Kurt Schroeder is a captain. Is that right?
Yep. My wife and I co-captain a team.
Okay. But you also mentioned, I know you are from Prescott, but you mentioned there's a team also in Hastings.
Yep. There is a team in Hastings, so if you're local to Hastings, reach out to me as well, and we can get you in touch with her. And really, even though my wife and I are the captains of this team, we live in a little neighborhood in Prescott, and truly, I just wanted to, if they hear this, give them a shout-out. Our friends have been amazing in making this run and supporting us and resharing what my wife posts and really getting their friends involved. So it's been pretty cool to see the community really help us out, because it can be stressful when you know that you need to get $5,000 and get 10 gifts, and before you know it, you're like, oh, but then the pieces just start to come together and it starts to feel pretty good.
I think that's because it's such a great thing.
Oh, it's amazing. And like I said, you read through these nominations, because as a captain, you read through them, and it's heartbreaking that you can't just bless all of them. So you truly try to find the best ones and the most deserving, and it's good to win. It feels good to know that it's going to the right place.
So nominating a person is what kind of a process? Do you go on to your website? Is there a form you fill out, or how does it work?
You can find BCE
movement.org.
Yep. You knew that. I didn't know that off the top of my head. That was great. Yeah. You go there, you click nominations. And what I can tell people, if you know a family that is in need of nomination, be as specific as you can. Those are the ones that really you want to touch the heartstrings. The more vague you are, the more disconnected it can be to the reader. You really want it to jump off the page, and I truly want to see the people that absolutely need it in our community get the help that they deserve.
So again, it's BCE is Best Christmas Ever, and you can certainly find out a little bit more, and you can find out where you can or how you can go about nominating at bcemovement.org. But I also wanted to say that your area is, we're talking, of course, in Hastings. You are from Prescott,
yep.
But you are mushroomed out for like the Ellsworth, the Hudson, River Falls, Cottage Grove. You wanted to give a shout out to our listeners there.
Yeah, 100%. And we want this, like you were saying, we want this to mushroom out. So we would like to start getting a family in Ellsworth. We would love to bless a family in Hudson and maybe get some captains in those areas. And really, this is a Minnesota-based organization. Now there's some families getting blessed in Florida and some in Arizona, but I think it would be amazing if we could get a real strong central Wisconsin or western Wisconsin presence and get this area very familiar with the organization.
It's wonderful. Well, we're just so happy to help you spread the word. Kurt Schroeder, he is a captain with Best Christmas Ever, along with his wife, Alyssa. And do visit them online at bcemovement.org. Kurt can be reached directly at curt.schroeder, which is SCHROEDER at gmail.com. And if people have any other questions, they can certainly call the radio station and we can send people your way as well.
Awesome.
What you're doing is really great. Thank you so much for coming in and talking to us.
Thank you for having me.
We really appreciate it. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will